your single Texas Hold'em, because, you know, it's a great song and I love it. And I saw you were kind of catching a lot of flack from people going, oh, so it's okay to steal somebody's, you know, man. And it goes so much deeper than that.
It does. This song, man, we wrote this song last year, and it was one that I was super excited about. And there's kind of been two things kind of happening with it. So I posted it and people were like, oh, so you're saying you stole your man from another woman? And it's like, no, that's not what the song's about at all. I am dating the most incredible guy, but he is like Texan through and through. Like, that is his biggest personality trait. Like, he loves Texas so much. And I love Texas too. Like, being from Texas, you know, I live in Nashville now, but there's no escaping my like Texas roots, my Texas pride. But he takes it to a whole other level. And so after he went to Texas A&M for college, and I somehow convinced him to move to Nashville after he graduated. And I always joked, I was like, well, if Texas was a girl, she would hate me because I stole the guy who was so obsessed with her. And so we wrote this song, and I was teasing it online, and people were just not, I think they were just listening to the verse, and the verse is very, you know, misleading on purpose until the chorus hits, and it's like, oh, we're talking about a state, not a girl. And so people were listening to it, and I wouldn't fire back like aggressively, but I'd be like, hey, let's listen to the chorus. And people would go back and delete their comments, and I'm like, okay, sweet. But kind of how the TikTok thing works. I'm like, okay, you're just pushing the algorithm. Keep commenting. You know, if this is what you think it's about, I'll let you think that, and I'll let other people defend me in the comments, which is what started happening. And then about a week or two after I started promoting it, Beyonce drops a song called Texas Hold'em too. They're like, oh my gosh, we already got past this. Now we have people saying, oh, did you steal a song from Beyonce? I'm like, look at the timestamp. I promise I didn't. And they're completely different songs. I'm a huge fan of her Texas Hold'em, but mine is so different. And so, yeah, it's just been so funny, and I've just kind of embraced it. I'm like, you know what, we're just going to see where this goes, and it's been great. Actually, there's been a lot more love on the song, and I'm so grateful for that.
Well, you know, and you, I can see where you could kind of get a whole, you know, different type of listener to the song as well, because when they're sitting there searching for Beyonce's Texas Hold'em, my guess is yours is popping up as well. So, you know, they get two different worlds right there, and that's pretty cool.
Yeah, exactly. I was using like the hashtags before Beyonce was, or people who were listening to Beyonce's song were. So I had a lot of Beyonce fans kind of organically end up listening to my song as well. And I wanted them to know, like, hey, I love the Beyonce version too. I'm not trying to steal it in any way possible. If I knew she was dropping a song called Texas Hold'em, I may have tried to change things in my song, but I had no idea. And you know, they were all pretty much like very kind and positive in the way that they spoke about my song as well. And so that's all you can ask for.